This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, the place people come to talk about what's on their mind. Maybe a little therapy of sorts when things are really getting crazy. We can kind of compare notes a little bit, buck each other up, and keep rolling. So many great things happening in the state of North Dakota. It's incredible. So many storm clouds on the horizon nationally, mainly related to a group of people wanting to upend our vote in electing Donald Trump president of the United States. Our vote in sending Kevin Cramer and John Hovind to the U.S. Senate, Kelly Armstrong to the House. I was in Williston on Friday, as you know. The airport there is nothing short of phenomenal. I really give the Williston city leaders a lot of credit for that kind of vision to go to the degree they did it. For one, they have an airport that's just incredible out there. My friends at Oasis Petroleum, you know, we told the story a little bit on the air that day, but they have actual wells on the site of where the airport is. And the road, as planned, was like literally through one of the wells. So Oasis Petroleum says, tell you what, we'll build the road. We'll just build it. So they built the road for the airport that you drive when you come in. You know, a little gift back to the community there, and just really neat. But the airport itself is phenomenal. That's going to be a game changer, a real gateway, and just says this is real, this is here for a long time, so pretty cool. Not to mention the possibilities on developing the property the airport was on. So that dreaming is underway and discussion is underway now because the airport will open this week.
Well, I looked at the website. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
It really
like, wow. Marble. I mean, it's just beautiful.
It's a beautiful airport. It really is. I was up in Grand Forks over the weekend. It was homecoming weekend at UND. My friend Lee Davidson. Hockey fans that have been around for a while will remember Lee. Lee was, I think, a sophomore on the 87 National Championship team, but was a great, great player. I mean, really, really good player. So he was inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. I was best man at his wedding, so he's a good buddy of mine going back a lot of years. He and his wife, Robin, and kids that live in Duluth now. But it was fun to see him catch up with Lee and celebrate a little bit, part of that UND hockey family. And that new scoreboard? You can't even believe it. Don't look at a picture and say, oh, it looks pretty cool, because it doesn't do it justice. You got to actually see it. It's like being in a big, giant room, and one whole wall is, this HDTV, you know, the best of the best. What do you call them now? What are the good ones?
The Man Cave, the Mac Daddy TVs.
Yeah,
the big,
what are they?
4D or 4...
4 5D, whatever they are, yeah.
You know, the huge thing, yeah.
Quadruple D, the whole deal, yeah. So it'd be like that and then being right in front of it. That's
a buddy of mine was at the game, the hockey, and videotaped the player introductions and all the lights and the things going. It was it was like an NHL game. It's unbelievable.
If you get there a little bit early, too, they do a really neat repertoire of Sioux hockey's history through the years. And playing a number of, highlights from different eras and different national championships. It's really cool. And they're playing Phil Collins in the air tonight while they do that. So it's very fun. Last chance to join us on the bus tour down to see Donald Trump's rally Thursday at the Target Center, Minneapolis. If you want to go, same number I'm going to give you here is also good for our trip to Washington, D.C., December 10th. So if you've been hearing about that and want to go and just have a chance to call, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. We're going to leave Wednesday afternoon, get down there, get settled, have a great time, then get up early on Thursday. You can get up as early as you like because the hotel is two blocks from the Target Center. You just decide when you want to get in line. Doors open at 4, events at 7. Should be a blast. 952-898-3478, extension 0. And it's $299 per person. That is the motor coach down and a great hotel. Hampton Inn and Suites, two blocks from there. So, should be fun. We look forward to it. Okay, let's go. Let's see who's waited the longest here. Kim and Bismarck, then Bale, then Nate. Okay, on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind today. Kim, go ahead.
Well, Hi, this is Kim. Now I feel bad saying what I have to say after you just plugged the bus tour. But I just wanted to say I live in Minneapolis, the suburb area, and it's going to be pretty tough down in Minneapolis to see the president. Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis pretty much sent out a public relations announcement that the president is not welcome in Minneapolis. And I think he just opened the door for all kinds of chaos and madness. I'm pretty fearful of downtown with the president coming. Minneapolis people will protest. It's going to be huge. And those people, they shut down the freeways. They shut down the highways. They will shut down Minneapolis.
Yeah, they're not going to shut down us. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, the bus is going to come through.
The bus is going to come through,
yes.
And we're staying two blocks away. We're going to get in line. My understanding from Jennifer Carnahan, who was with us, the chair of the Republican Party, she said we are getting security there. We are doing everything in our power to protect you when you're in that line. And you know, I think they're sowing that narrative because they want us to go. Look, everybody needs to make their own decision. I'm not telling you, you know, nothing bad could happen. You're in Minneapolis, for crying out loud. It's something bad can happen, but
you get shot coming up. You get shot coming out of a restaurant. It's crazy.
I have a dear friend who 20 years ago saw a guy steal a woman's purse and chased him and got a giant knife wound in the neck for it. Ended up in the hospital for 2 months. So it can happen. But my point is, I've been to Twins games. I don't not go to Twins games because things can happen like that, or Minnesota Wild game or whatever. I take the opinion, I'm not telling anybody else what to do, that you let them win when you do that. I think that's why it's good to go with a group, right? You're kind of all watching out for each other and have a great time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, going to fill the bus that way. And I know this, Minneapolis law enforcement, probably bigger Trump fans than they've ever been now, thanks to the mayor being such a complete idiot. About telling them they can't wear their uniforms, at the event. Just ridiculous. It just is ridiculous. I tell you, the reason I got fired up about going, Kim, and wanting to get a bus together, and then others here said, let's do a bus tour. I said, perfect, let's do it. I got fired up because of what that mayor said, what he said in his statement.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
declaring war, in essence, is what he did.
Me too.
It's vile.
That's the reason I'm going.
Yeah.
Got to show him.
It's vile.
Yeah.
He needs to see a sea of people. And if some thugs try and do things, we'll let the law enforcement authorities deal with them. We'll just go down there and enjoy our time. So we're going to take it on.
Yeah,
Kim,
I think it's great that you've got a big group. And when the president was in Fargo, I came up to see him, and the protesters were across the street. They did a just fine job doing their thing. And those of us waiting in line, it was, a million degrees that day. We did our thing, and everyone just was fine. So Minneapolis just, it's going to be different because those of us who are conservative, we pretty much live underground in that community. We don't get to talk about what we think or what we feel about our president. And we pretty much have to hide because it's so blue and so vile that, it's a little bit scary being a conservative in that metro area. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's too bad. It really is too bad because this is America. You shouldn't have to hide what you believe, but I totally understand why you do. Kim, appreciate the call, and also as someone from the Twin Cities, appreciate that, others can consider what you had to say related to the rally. Appreciate it. Bale, where are you at?
Williston, North Dakota.
In Williston, North Dakota. Okay, what's on your mind, Bale?
Well, I was just thinking about how we, the American people, can stand up to this if we can all get organized. And on Halloween, on a Thursday, when we're all working, paying our taxes to all of these no-gooders can do what they do in Washington, we could all drive around with our four-ways going to show unity and support for our president.
And any ideas on how to do that, Bale?
It's my name's Dale, but just drive along with our four-ways on all day, We'll know like a people's poll instead of having to listen to their polls. That 50% of us want him impeached, we could show him that, you know, there's a whole lot of us that don't want him impeached.
So on Halloween, you're suggesting people drive around with their flashing lights on. I mean, they're like their emergency lights, the flashing.
That's correct. To caution Washington that, you know, we're up. You know, we know what they're trying to do to our president and to us, you know. If they kick our president out, they're going to be coming after our guns next and all of our other rights. So we need to show them, you know, that, you know, caution.
All right.
You know, they need to quit doing what they're doing.
Right. We'll see if anybody else agrees with you. I don't know if our friends in law enforcement would go along with that or not, Dale, but it's an idea we'll throw out there, and we can leave it there. Nate, what is on your mind today?
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. I've been doing some research over the weekend, and what I have found out is that simply there's no impeachment inquiry. There are no subpoenas. On the 27th of September, Mike Pompeo got a letter signed by three chair members asking him to come and be in front of the Judiciary Committee.
Hang on. Hold that thought, Nate. We'll pick up after the break. Don't go away. More.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Romney, tomorrow, chair of the Republican Party in the U.S. today, will join us. Wednesday, Lana Trump, daughter-in-law of Donald J. Trump, kind of a media star of sorts, does a lot of the news media questioning. which I think is kind of cool, on a number of the online Trump campaign networks, all to count down to the big election, which we look forward to. Brought to you in part today by Dac Diesel, CJ and the team, going to town as we speak on all kinds of diesel, pickup trucks, tractors, semi-trucks. That's all they do. They just have an efficient machine and just tune them up, fix them up, get them on the road, off they go. Busy, busy, busy. So the thing to do is call and get yourself on that dock at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. They know diesel at Dac Diesel. CJ and his team. Dump Scott sent you. Okay, so Nate in Fargo was doing a little research over the weekend. He was just starting to tell us a little bit about that. And your point is there is no impeachment inquiry. This is just a political exercise. There's nothing official going on right now related to impeaching Donald Trump. Is that your take, Nate?
Well, yeah, they haven't actually put forth the official impeachment inquiry. All it's been is pretty much show and mirrors. And there's been no vote. All there was a simple letter sent to Pompeo, signed by three committee members, asking him to come and answer some questions. And some more things I found out was that, did you say you're having Rhonda McDaniel on your show?
Yeah, she's on tomorrow.
Oh, this is great, because this is some of the stuff I found this weekend, is that Mitt Romney has really come out blasting the president. But one thing that I found over the weekend is that Mitt Romney, his national security advisor, he goes by the name of Joseph Coffer Black. In public, he goes by Coffer Black. He was on Romney's board, and he's also in Burisma. He went over with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden went over in 2014 and joined the board, while Black was appointed in 2017. Black is also a CIA operative. He joined the CIA in 1974 and eventually climbed the ranks to become director of National Counterterrorism Center in the George Bush appointed him. But they're neck deep in Burisma. And another thing I found out over the weekend is Nancy Pelosi's son also has ties to Burisma. What's going on in Ukraine?
Ukraine has been a gong show of corruption for a long time. Is that an official term?
No.
Gong show? I think it is. I agree with you. What is going on is right, but none of this is by accident whatsoever. And by the way, Donald Trump is doing is just saying, what connection does it have to 2016? We believe that the dossier started there. Well, that was part of the 2016 election. Why wouldn't Donald Trump want that rejected? Again, remember, Donald Trump had this conversation with the Ukrainian president a day after Mueller flamed out. There was no there. Time to restart, get to the bottom of what actually happened. I don't think there's anything wrong with the president saying, you know, can you look into this? Can you investigate it? Could you, you know, tell me what happened in that election? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's pretty obvious that he can't trust his intelligence community, because it sounds like the intelligence community is also involved. And there's another thing that's happening now in Syria, where Donald Trump has said once again that he wants to take the troops out of Syria. U.S. troops are going to be withdrawn. And the previous two times he's done this within a week after the president announcing these, there have been chemical attacks in Syria. Those were in April of 2017 and I think April of 2018. Now watch. It happens like clockwork. There'll probably be a chemical attack to try to keep the president involved and engaged in Syria. That came out today.
Interesting dots you've connected there, Nate. And I'd love to have somebody legitimately, effectively, just go through the facts. Just lay it out. I'm looking for something. They always say, the Biden stuff's been looked at. Where? Who did it? Can you show it to me? Where's the timeline? I want to know everything. How's he get the job in the first place when he has no connections to the industry or anything? Just a VP for a dad who happens to be meddling over there. Come on. Get real. Don, in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, sir, just a quick thing for everybody. If you're in support of President Trump like I am, turn on your headlights. Don't turn on your four-ways. Four-ways are for emergency only. Back when Challenger went down in 1986, I was driving trucks still, and we all turned on our headlights in support of the Challenger disaster. And so I just thought I'd throw that out at you, too, okay?
Don, glad you called.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening. Anybody up for that? You let Don know. 800-228-0550. Texas says, John Brennan served with honor. Are you kidding? Same goes for the whole crew under Obama. Is it hate for Trump or fear of their own crimes being exposed? You wonder, don't you? Yeah. You wonder. I think this has something to do with the Republicans not fighting for what is right. Obama and the crew collected intel on everyone. Another texter has a little note for us, Kev, on the greatest technology available in big screen TVs now.
Oh.
I've lost track.
4K or 5K?
No, it's OLED.
OLED.
OLED. Okay. Have you heard of that?
No, I
have one.
Oh,
of course you do.
Oh, Todd has one.
Of course you do.
He's got the bay latest and the greatest. Wow.
Well, that and the other, my old TV had a whole bunch of lines in it. And they said, yeah, you might as well just get a new one. So, yeah.
Is that right?
I wish. I have my my Sony Bravia 42-inch. Still gets me through, though.
Remember when 27 inches was, like,
oh, yeah,
big?
For the 13-inch black and white with the rabbit ears we had at the lake for years.
Last episode of MASH in 83, we had 25 of us watching a 12-inch black and white. That's probably the last time the ratio was more than 2-1 on that.
I fondly remember my father beating that television like a rented girl.
Come on! The worst I've done is thrown some purple bricks at a TV. That's about it. Mary and Mandan, foam bricks, I might add. Yeah, foam.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mary, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I know they have brought this up in the past, but I think if we all got together and said, you know, we need term limits in the House and Senate, they wouldn't have a chance to make these schemes and be behind everything for years at a time and still be able to be in there.
You know, I hear you, but I have to tell you, the more I learn about how Washington, D.C. works and the deep state, for every member of Congress, there's about four or five staff members or faceless, nameless folks like this quote-unquote whistleblower that are way worse. So if you have a constant turn on, like, for instance, House members, what you end up with is the staff, the deep state, running the show.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that, not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This, to me, is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. A federal judge has just ruled that President Trump cannot stop his accountants from turning over his taxes to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr., who's probing whether the Trump Organization falsified business records related to so-called hush money payments. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement, with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Right now at Apache, and High Plains Apache, rather, the Apache sprayers are yours for a limited time only, no interest, no payments, until April of 2020. That's right. And, of course, this team at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer headquarters, what are they? Their dedicated sales and service teams have one focus, sprayers. That shows in everything they do. We invite you to look at their website, learn more about the company, highplainsapache.com. You're going to find a straightforward approach, application expertise, really good at it, great focus on customer service, really sets them apart from the competition. They're in Mandan on East Side Court, southeast. They're in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29 and online at highplainsapache.com. Let's see here. What's next on What's on Your Mind? Lot of text to get to, which I shall do. But first, I want to play an off-air call questioning why Donald Trump did what he did. This came in during the break. Listen to this.
No, to be honest, I'm getting really sick of the Republicans. They shoot themselves in the foot every time they turn around. You know, the Democrats can get away with anything. Nobody's going to question them. The media's not going to question them. You know, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, they're all as corrupt as anybody on earth. But they don't get called on it. Republicans have to walk a fine line. They got to watch their P's and Q's. Like, why did Trump even mention looking into something where he knew somebody else could be hearing it? He should know by now it's going to get scrutinized. It's going to get dragged through the mud. He should be smarter than that. He's just making the Republicans look really foolish now, because they're supporting a guy who now looks like he did something wrong. I'm not saying he did something wrong, but it looks like he did because the media reports it that way. Republicans should know by now. You gotta walk a fine line and watch your P's and Q's and make darn sure there's nothing questionable in anything you do. I'm getting sick of them not being smart enough to figure that out.
Well, I don't think that's fair criticism at all. I don't think that is fair criticism at all. It looks like he did something. He didn't, but the media makes it look like he did, so therefore he shouldn't have done what he did. Come on. There's nothing in there. And if it wasn't this, they'd take something else and twist it into this. This is all part of the deep state. This is the same people in the intel community that were gathering false facts to put in a dossier to say Donald Trump did a bunch of bad stuff so they could stop him, to take it to a FISA court, lie about his origins, try and bring him down so the campaign could be surveilled. Folks, do you know what these people have robbed from you? Do you know what they've robbed from you? They've robbed from you a government doing its dang job.
The rule of law, due process.
And think about how much time we spent on all this. Even Nancy Pelosi, well, we want to do infrastructure. We want to do USMCA. We want to do, but, oh, we have this impeachment. You're the one doing impeachment, and you're making stuff up. Hang on a second here. I have to get my calendar out and mark this down because Greta Thunberg is coming to North Dakota. She's a 16-year-old.
Thun, her name is Thunberg.
What did I say, Thun? Thunberg, 16-year-old.
Thun, like cartoon.
Thun?
Thunberg, yeah. She's Swedish.
All right. Well, I think she's a big enough deal. She's, really goes by Greta. It's sort of an Oprah thing.
Yeah. Fantastic actress.
Right. Very good actress. Could you play me a little of her righteous indignation? I so enjoyed that in a 16-year-old. Righteous indignation and, preaching to us about a bunch of hooey.
Give me a minute. I'll find her.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I got rid of all my hooey, so.
You did?
I have a hooey filter, so I don't have to listen to it.
They are hosting a climate change forum at Standing Rock High School Tuesday morning. And she'll be there tomorrow.
And she was in South Dakota yesterday at one.
I have to be at BSC tomorrow for the Empower Commission interview Andrew Wheeler, the EPA administrator. But maybe I should move that over a little bit. I don't know. Greta. Greta, the 16-year-old, she's going to be there. If you ever needed any confirmation of the fact that the eco-terrorists, Greenpeace on down, were using an issue important to the Native Americans that had been litigated, that came in later, and, sadly, the folks from Standing Rock were just pawns. These people are big, big money folks. That's what they are.
Well,
they
how
are
did
big
she
money.
Become this the is, one?
This is, well, yeah, because they trained her well. And,
I mean,
and somebody,
wait, did
somebody
they
look
have
into
like
that,
some audition or something? I mean,
I don't know.
It's not like she's some college post grad that's done some work or 16.
Yeah. No,
a 16-year-old one?
Hey. It's disgusting, is what it is. It's flat out disgusting. It is brainwashing. Whether it was others or her family or whatever, it's creepy. But it's another confirmation that the whole quote unquote protest at Standing Rock over water is life and all their little slogans came from people who are profiting from opposing climate change. It's their religion, it's their life, it's their mission, it's their game.
And they're watching you.
That's what they're doing. And
my message is that we'll be watching you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We'll be watching you.
You got any more righteous indignation there? A little more, just randomly picked up in the middle of it.
The ocean.
Ocean.
Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
No, we don't.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Okay.
People are suffering.
Where
people are dying.
Where is that exactly?
Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Where exactly?
We are in the beginning of a mass
extinction. You took a plane
extinction.
To the UN.
We're in the...
We're dying, but you took an airplane to the UN. How dare you kill me like that? Chicken Little.
That's one area I'm going to agree with you on, this mass extinction thing. Only it's freedom that's going to be extinguished. That's the extinction. Freedom, thanks to people who make their living doing this nonsense. I hope somebody goes down there and challenges.
I'd be afraid to start up an airplane if we're about to die and implode like that. Isn't that just kind of tempting fate then?
All for effect. Somebody go down there, please, and challenge this girl respectfully. No funny games.
Well, she was clearly talking to China and India and Pakistan and Mongolia and
she's from Sweden.
The worst polluters on the planet.
Make her stops everywhere. Oh. Hey, our telephone number is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. bunch of texts to get to, too, and I will, but let's instead go to Christy first in Williston. Hello, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I was just calling in. I wanted to kind of agree with the gentleman, both the gentlemen who called us that about turning on your flashers or turning on your headlights. Because we got labeled as deplorable. Let us deplorables go wild, you know, flashing everybody.
The lights on the car. Let's be clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's do a peaceful protest. Here we are. One of your previous callers called and said, you know, they're worried about people in downtown Minneapolis. A peaceful protest would be people driving around, going to work every day, showing their flasher, you know, with their flashers on or their headlights on. My truck, the headlights automatically come on. So I don't know if I would be distinguished from them. So maybe the flashers would be overlooked by law enforcement because they're already worried about who they're going to have to protect at all of these different rallies coming up. So maybe this is an option that we can stand back and show our numbers, but still be peaceful about it. And maybe Washington would notice. Wait a minute, all these people are doing this.
By the way, we do it while we're still working, right? We do it while we're still hard at it, but could do this without, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, all of us have to go to work to continue to put this $1.8 billion to be stolen, you know, because this $1.8 billion in Ukraine disappears. That's a lot of tax money. This disappears to go into people's pockets. I mean, we need to stand up and say, we're tired of working this hard. You know, for you guys to take, was it 32% of the taxes or check? So, I mean, this kind of, it would be a neat thing to stand up and participate in.
Love the passion, Christy. Thank you very much. Good idea. And again, I say, just like I did to the other one, what do you think, folks? What do you think? Let's get this together. I like it. Texter says, maybe Greta is onto something. Just spotted this young bull moose in New England.
There you go.
I think the cow is supposed to be banished.
Oh, yeah.
The cow has got the what about the moose?
What about moose part?
Is there moose flatulence?
Moose gas. Yeah. Moose gas deal with.
Another texter wants to know, is Greta coming to talk about all the garbage the protesters left behind? Inconvenient truth there. Come on now. Just forget all that whole thing. That proved what a disgrace. Water is life. We're going to leave a pile of junk. If it goes into the river, it'll harm the river far more than anything we can ever imagine. Yeah, that's really protecting the environment. And the Academy Award goes to Greta. That's right. Greta's up for the Nobel Peace Prize for acting in the science category. Acting in the science category. I like it. Ron and Kildare, what's on your mind?
I was just saying that the people in Washington haven't got enough sense to realize sovereign nation means that they're their own country. Why does politicians always go to the reservations to try to get votes? They shouldn't be even allowed to vote. It's their own country, sovereign nation. Thank you.
Yeah, they were given that right to vote because their governance, their federal governance, comes from the Senate and the House. I do sometimes wonder when you're saying, no, you can't do that because we're sovereign, but then you vote. But, you know, there's an agreement there that is provided for that. Craig and Huron, let's get you in here quick.
Well, very quickly, I was wondering if when she does, Greta does come, if they're going to take the strings off of her like Pinocchio, because, you know, they're manipulating her in every way, and her nose is probably going to grow, but the one thing I would like to also say is let's remember Lexington and Concord, and I'm not saying muskets and bayonets, but I am saying defiance as to the protesters in a peaceful manner, and just stand up against them.
Bring your signs, bring your voice, right? Thanks, Craig.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Once again, my name is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Set the date. The Veterans Appreciation Event will be coming up on Thursday, November 7th. More on that to come. Meanwhile, the 2019s are on a closeout because the 2020s are rolling in, so get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Well, then, before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, folks, if you'd like to join us on a Trump train rally down to the Twin Cities, hop the bus from Fargo Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock we leave. Make a stop at Fergus Falls, by the way. We'll do a pickup down there in Fergus Falls. Down Wednesday, staying Wednesday night at the hotel that's just 2 blocks from the Target Center, Hampton Inn and Suites there, which is kind of nice, and then come back after the rally on Thursday. So, you know, the nice thing about this is you got a room close, and those are hard to get. They're spendy, unfortunately, but it makes it so much more convenient when you're, you know, heading to a rally. So the rally is at 7 o'clock then on Thursday after we come back. And head back. We'll make a stop again in Ferguson, Fargo as well. So $2.99 a person based on double occupancy. if you'd like to go 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. Hit zero. That same number for the Washington, D.C. trip, too. November 10th through the 14th. Get lots of calls about that. Just got an email from a friend, said, your Washington, D.C. trip. My wife is very interested. I'm a little toured out from being in Spain and kind of turned off by D.C. from watching news, so I need to convince her here. This is another example where when you go with a group of people who think like you do, and you go see the Declaration of Independence, you go see Arlington National Cemetery, you see the World War II Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, you go to the Holocaust Museum, you go to the Holiday Pops Concert at the Kennedy Center, you go to the White House, you go to the Capitol, you go to dinner together at great restaurants throughout D.C. You hop on a little cruise ship. Not a cruise ship. It's like cruise ships are huge. This thing is
like a ferry. Very nice ferry.
Very nice ferry, yeah. I mean, it's a fancy little boat, but it's not huge. But and they have a nice little dinner, and you can go out on the bow. It's very fun. And you're cruising the Potomac and seeing all the monuments, and it's pretty amazing. You really just feel differently about it all. You really do. Trust me on this one thing. Anyway, if you're interested there, you also can call Jason. He'll get you hooked up. Only two seats left in Fargo. Last I heard, there were eight left in Bismarck. That one's going to fill up here shortly. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. Okay. Let's see what's next here. Oh, I had a bunch of texts to get to, didn't I? I promised that I would. So I'm going to get to those. And here they are. I'll start with mine, and then Todd's got a bunch. Maybe Greta and that kid from Florida should get together.
Oh, for sure.
You know who she means.
David
Howe. Here's what I'd say to Democrats that I encounter down there. I firmly support President Trump, and you guys are making fools of yourselves. Get off your butt and get work done for the people like USMCA and other priority items. Stop lying and making up stories. Stop grandstanding. Texter says, term limits. Hovind and Cramer will be in the Senate so long they both will be in wheelchairs before they give up. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. For one, I think we'd be so lucky as to have them there as long as they'd be willing. Look at their voting record. They vote like North Dakota, number one. Number two, Kevin Cramer's just in there. Senator Hovind, obviously, up in 2 years. Some reports he's not going to run, but I haven't talked to him about it. Don't know if he's made that decision yet, but built a beautiful bank in Bismarck, so some folks think he's got some work to do in Bismarck there. Might be heading back there. I don't know. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Okay, other texts. Need to always mention the Biden video bragging about getting the Ukraine prosecutor fired. Obviously, a lot of people don't know about it. Well, I'd hope they'd know about it by now. But you're right. It's worth doing. Joe Biden says in front of the Council of Foreign Relations, brags really about how he wanted the Ukrainians to fire the prosecutor that the White House didn't like. And if they did it, they'd get aid. And if they did it, they wouldn't get aid. So he said, you're not getting the aid unless you fire that prosecutor. 6 hours later, the prosecutor was fired. All that's on tape. All that's on tape. Pay no attention to that, folks. No attention. None. Only Republicans do you pay attention to. Texter says the sky is falling. Well, thank you for that cheery note as we near wrapping up the program.
They said Chicken Little.
Greta Thunberg. Is that how you say it?
Thunberg.
Okay.
A cartoon.
Greta Thunberg said, I always wondered what Wednesday Adams was up to. Wednesday Adams. Was that one of the Adams girls? Was her name Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Obviously on Wednesday.
Another texter says, Greta's grumpy face she sported when she seen standing behind Trump reminded me of Jim Carrey when he played the Grinch. That whole thing. Yeah, that whole thing was designed to play gotcha with Donald Trump. Did you see it at all? This is when he was coming in to the United Nations. She was leaving, okay? And she was timing her departure so she could bump into Donald Trump. Unfortunately, she got one step from the door to get out, and she got pushed aside, and then he came in. But somebody who was filming this, because they, of course, wanted to have all that on tape, they filmed her the whole time scowling at the president. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee tomorrow, as we count down to the rally, plus much more. Stay tuned for that. See you then, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hot Spring Spa is at Pool Tables 2. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now. And also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.